You've watched it happen. And if you play competitive tennis, it's probably happened to you. 5-6 in the third. Match point against. Suddenly the serve you've hit 10,000 times in practice travels somewhere it has never been before. It's not your technique that failed. It's your attention. What actually breaks under pressure? When stress spikes, the prefrontal cortex, responsible for deliberate motor control, becomes overactive. You start consciously monitoring movements that should run automatically. Researchers call this reinvestment. Explicit attention re-enters skill sequences that your body has already learned to execute implicitly. For a tennis serve, this is catastrophic. The kinematic chain of a serve involves hundreds of coordinated movements, firing in precise sequence. No athlete can consciously manage all of them. When you try, the serve degrades. This mechanism, described by Masters and Maxwell, 2008, in their reinvestment framework, explains why highly skilled athletes often choke more dramatically than beginners. They have more automatized technique available to consciously disrupt. How the routine interrupts the loop. A well-built pre-serve routine doesn't relax you. It redirects your attention by anchoring your focus to a fixed behavioral sequence, the same number of ball bounces, a specific string adjustment, a breath. You give the explicit, analytical mind something neutral to do. This prevents it from interrogating your mechanics while your body executes the serve. The mechanism is occupational displacement. Your conscious attention is busy with the ritual, so implicit motor memory can run undisturbed. Dr. Larry Lauer, sports psychologist at USTA Player Development, has emphasized in coaching education that routine specificity matters more than intent. A routine you modify under pressure is no longer a routine. It's improvisation. The psychological benefit depends entirely on its consistency. The research. A study by Misano and Mullane Grant, 2010, in The Sport Psychologist, compared four pressure reduction interventions across 48 athletes. The pre-performance routine condition produced the most consistent performance maintenance under pressure, outperforming music, association, and attention control training alone. The mechanism is not mystery. It's attention management. What the routine delivers is a reliable, practiced pathway for your mind to travel right before the highest pressure moment in the point. Build yours in 3 steps. Set a fixed duration. Your routine should run 6 to 10 seconds, long enough to reset, short enough to prevent overthinking. Most elite servers fall in this window. Choose a tactile anchor. Ball bounces are not superstition. They are tactile cues that hold attention. Pick 1 sequence. 3 bounces. Adjust your grip. Pull strings. Make it identical every time. End with an exhale, not a thought. The final action before the toss should be a slow exhale, not hit it in, or any tactical cue. A deliberate exhale activates the parasympathetic system and signals motor initiation. Thought-based cues at this moment are precisely what the routine is designed to prevent. The takeaway: the pre-serve routine is not a quirk of elite players. It is the mechanism they use to protect automatized skill from conscious disruption under pressure. You don't need years of sports psychology training to use it. You need 3 weeks of rehearsing it on low-stakes points, so it runs automatically when the stakes climb. Start there. The serve follows. References: Masters, R.S.W., and Maxwell, J., 2008. The Theory of Reinvestment, International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology, 1-2, 1-60, 1-83. Misano, C., and Mullane Grant, T., 2010. A Comparison of Different Pre-Performance Routines as Possible Choking Interventions, The Sport Psychologist, 24-3, 343-360.